I learn to listen within. I learn to listen within. By listening within, I find all knowledge. By listening within, I find the source of my genius, the source of all genius, the source of all wisdom, the source of all knowledge, the source of all illumination. By listening within, I am aware of the genius that is available to me and all humanity. It's a oneness of all knowledge. It's a oneness of all awareness. It's a oneness of all truth. So often we read books and we read other people's ideas, as well as and beautiful as they are, they're not ours. These ideas that we read from other people are how they have listened to the within, how they have listened to the divine within themselves, and how they have responded to what they have heard. Now, if they were listening with a musician's ear, they would hear musical compositions. If they listen with a scientist's ear, they will listen with a knowledge content. If they listen with a poet's ear, they'll listen with the flow of harmonious words and ideas. All these are different ideas. All these are different programs through which we listen. And each one of us listens in our own unique way. And each one of us has our own unique presentation of the allness that we have. Now, the allness exists. The allness has all wisdom, all knowledge, all awareness in it. And every one of us has the privilege of listening within and contacting our awareness of that allness and being alert to the allness and interpreting, and there's the big word, interpreting how we feel about the allness. As you will recognize, as I will recognize, all of these lovely musicians who are composers are listening to the symphony within themselves. They're listening to the music within themselves. And each one listens to the music with their own personal beingness, with their own imagination, with their own illumination, with their own feeling of awareness of what that music means to them. And so, the music is always there. The music is always in the spheres. It's always available to every ear, to every person who chooses to listen to it. The music is always there. And you and I each listen with a different ear, even though we're listening to the same music. And we hear it from our own inner receptor, our own inner vision, our own inner caringness. We hear it, and as we hear it, we interpret it to fulfill whatever it is that we would like it to be. If we're in a mood for soft music, we hear soft music. If we're in a mood for triumphant music, we hear triumphant music. If we're in a mood for music that is very complicated, we hear complicated music. And so the music of the various composers, the classical renditions of the various composers, vary completely from one to another so tremendously, so vividly, that it's hard to imagine. And yet, each one is hearing the same music. It's the same music that every one of us hear and every one of us are aware of. And each one of us interpret it according to our own mood, our own attitude, our own feeling. As you listen to the historical music, you see different periods of music, different times, music flowing at different ways. We recognize it in our modern music today. We have musicians who are rock music, they're hard rock music, they're soft rock music. There are times when in the 30s, when love songs were so predominant, and then the 40s, and then the 50s, each had their own recognition of that inner music. Each was understanding that inner genius by themselves. They were listening within, and they were believing in their inner self and that inner illumination. Wise beings listen within, and they realize that that music is unique for them alone. And as they recognize the music is unique for them alone, they don't feel that they have a handle on it for themselves. They just recognize that that's how they feel it. That's how they listen to the inner drummer. They listen to that inner wizard, that inner genius that every thinker has. And whether you're thinking in science, or whether you're thinking in business, whether you're thinking in music, whether you're thinking in artistic forms of sculpting, painting, or any of the other things, it's all from the One. It's all from the One source, which everyone has available to them, and how everyone individually, uniquely express that inner wisdom, which represents their call upon it. What is your call upon the inner wisdom? How do you think about your inner wisdom? Do you teach yourself to listen within to the source and know that you're listening within? Know that you're listening to the allness? And just because one idea sparkles you this moment, another idea, uniquely different, may sparkle you in just an instant later. That's the way listening within takes place. It's never the same. It's never always revealing itself in the uniqueness of it. Great sculptors, great writers, great painters, and the ordinary person like you and I, each one of us, we express ourselves in the magic of our own uniqueness, in the magic of our own inner genius, in the magic of our own inner wizardry. And we do this with love. We do this with joy. We do this with the feeling that it's so fantastic and so uniquely wonderful that it is incomparable. And incomparable it is indeed. I learn to listen within by listening within, and that's the only way I'll ever learn to listen within. No one can teach me how to listen within or how to interpret what I hear. I have to interpret that for myself. And if I give myself balance in my thinking and I say, all is in divine order, if I give myself competence in myself and say, this is the wisdom, there is but one truth, and it's the universal truth, but how does each of us take a look at it? How do we each interpret that? How do we each understand it? The wizard within us, the wizardry within us, the thinker within us, we teach ourselves to listen to that wizard within, to that genius within. And as we teach ourselves to do this, the magic of who we really are, the magic of how we listen to the universe, how we listen to the source of all, is revealed. And it's up to you, it's up to me, it's up to everyone in the world to interpret how we see the world, how we are aware of the world, and how we love the world. For that is all that matters, and it's all that ever will matter. Have a lovely day listening to the wizard within you, to the genius within you, to the allness within you, and with delight. Come forth with your interpretation, your understanding of that wisdom, that knowledge within you, the universal source of all. I love you. I love you. I love you.